Good morning. It is a finally, thankfully, sunny day once again here in San Francisco. I hope all is well for you wherever you're listening to this and that you had a wonderful weekend. This morning's episode is going to be, frankly, relatively short, about 4.5 minutes we've got clocked here. We're going to discuss really just two things that have popped up in the feed today. The first is California's announcement that starting next month on the 2nd of April, fully autonomous, meaning fully driverless cars, will be allowed on the roads for the first time ever. Also, Volvo have announced that they have just launched a venture capital fund. So we'll be discussing those two things in detail coming up right now.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So, starting next month on the 2nd of April, the California Department of Motor Vehicles will allow for the first time ever fully autonomous cars on our streets. Now, before you get all up in arms and say, but hold on a second, Mark, what are you talking about? We've been testing autonomous cars on our streets for quite some time now. Google's Waymo, Uber, Cruise Automation, and so forth. So there's a big difference, and I think we need to make a distinction as between fully autonomous cars and fully driverless cars. The point is that while driverless cars are, of course, fully autonomous, it's not necessarily the case that fully autonomous cars are driverless. The point being that up until now, fully autonomous cars have indeed still required an old-fashioned human sat in the driver's seat behind the steering wheel. The point is this is all changing next month when autonomous cars will no longer require that pesky old-fashioned human in the car. The cars can be finally fully and truly driverless. Now, obviously, to make sure that things don't go terribly wrong, two distinct safety layers will be mandated to be implemented. The first is, of course, that the cars themselves will need to be in constant and continuous communication with a remote driverless operator. So what this really means when you think about it then is that we're going to have the most advanced RC cars in the world on our roads. The second thing, of course, is that the cars will need to be really, really hardened against any sort of cyber attacks. They'll have to essentially be immune to the possibility of any nefarious remote operator taking control. Because after all, obviously, the last thing that we need is somebody going on a remote control joyride through the streets of California. So there you have it. That's going to be happening next month, 2nd of April. Very exciting time indeed. Really the first time ever that we will have truly driverless cars on our streets. So Volvo have just launched a VC fund. This is a pretty awesome thing. And if it sounds familiar, it's because, well, in 2010, shortly after exiting bankruptcy, GM launched GM Ventures. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it should too. They invested $1 billion, yes, billion with a B, into Cruise Automation, what was once the plucky little startup in Y Combinator, the Silicon Valley incubator. They now are doing an amazing job. They've grown to 500 or 600 employees and are building the fully autonomous Chevy Bolt electric cars, driving famously through the streets of San Francisco. Seriously, you need to check out their YouTube videos. It is astonishing the degree to which they can negotiate the, frankly, impossible driving environment of San Francisco. Absolutely chaotic, perhaps second only to the streets of Boston, where they say the streets were paved according to wherever the cows pulled the wagons. So, GM, though, not the only ones doing this, you know, entering the VC space. Neither is Volvo, obviously, because look, in 2011, BMW also launched its venture capital arm called iVentures. In 2016, they moved from Munich to Silicon Valley, and their plan is to spend $530 million in the next decade. Similarly, Toyota has started their venture arm called Toyota AI Ventures. And in January, Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi jointly formed up to create Alliance Ventures. Their goal is to spend $1 billion by 2023. So really, it's exciting to see the degree to which formerly rather traditional automakers are getting very involved in the venture fund space, obviously here specifically for autonomous vehicles. So this is very exciting indeed, and it'll be very, very interesting to see what Volvo has in store, the kinds of companies they'll be investing in, but something tells me that we're going to see a really exponential growth in very short time indeed. So there you have it. That's all we have for this morning, the 5th of March. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.